You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons on the internet for your amusement. This is episode number 349, Dog & Pony Show, Season 5, Episode 8, recorded April 2021, posted June 2022. Do not speak to me about chimichangas.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill. It's me, Tony Sindelar. He, him, is the 23rd most popular Dungeons & Dragons Dungeon Master on the internet in the United States in April 2021. That's right. Today, I am leading our adventurers through more adventures. That's right. Adventures. Adventures such as the Curse of Strahd, because that's the adventure that we're playing. Allow me to reintroduce our players. They will introduce their characters, and I will remind you of what kind of hijinks they are up to, and how in trouble they currently are. I will introduce them in the order that somebody has put them on the screen for me here, starting with Jane Ritt. Hi, Jane.
Hello, Tony. I play Lena Dulina, the human rogue, and our pronouns are both she, her.
Next up, it's Dan Morin.
Hello. I play Cast in Onitar's Crucible, a Warforged cleric of the god Onitar. My pronouns are he, him. Crucibles, are they, them?
Also joining us, it's Aline Sims.
Hello, I play Imra Soliana, the Wood Elf Ranger, and her trusty pup, Androdite. We all have she, her pronouns.
And also joining us, it's Erica Ensign.
Hello, I play Brildish, the Dwarven Paladin. Her pronouns, like mine, are she, her, and I also play Brildish's celestial pony, Pony Sindelarant, whose pronouns are he, him.
And last but certainly not least, it's Micah Sargent.
Hello, he, him. I play Elevor Landman, the half-elf druid, whose pronouns are also he, him, and his trusty friend and super cool gal. It's the saber-toothed tiger, Samus, whose pronouns are she, her.
It's true. What have we been doing in our Curse of Strahd adventure? What kind of trouble have we been getting into in the accursed land of Barovia? Well, our adventures have taken a bit of a detour, a jaunt to the side, a side quest, if you will, to explore.
It's sort of on the way.
Yeah, to explore the ruins. I don't know why I'm worried about offending this location, the ruins of this perhaps cursed, haunted manor house known as Argenvostholt, and they have, they have recently defeated a pack of revenants in what appears to be kind of a chapel in the ruins of Argenvostholt. And at the very end of our last session, Elevor made the choice to sit in a chair.
Bold choice. I mean, could have flipped it. Could have gone that way.
Yep. That's and then Elevor made the choice to get up from the chair. Elevor, as you rose from the large wooden chair overlooking the chapel, you are frozen for but a moment, and you see flashes of events taking place in the chapel in Argenvostholt. You see it in its glory with the stained glass and all the candles burning and the sunsets and sunrises illuminating it. Countless prayer sessions, ritual celebrations, warriors being knighted into the order as the ranks swell, a joyful wedding between a cleric and a paladin, numerous memorials as members of the Order of the Silver Dragon are fallen in battle and memorialized here in this chapel. And then you're standing next to a chair.
And Elevor just says, I knew I needed to light those candles. And that's it. I got it. Then he just stands there.
Yep.
Yep.
You feel like you are more knowledgeable about this ruins than you were before.
Actually, Elevor shouts down to his friends. Hey, so I just got a vision. And then he explains everything that Tony just said verbatim.
All right.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah. It was sort of like it's one of those things, you know, where you can almost see the text in your brain at the same time that you're watching it play out. The thing is, only some people can actually envision things in their brain. I don't know if you know that, but there are some people who can't actually picture things in their mind. But anyway, I can. And I saw it and I also read it. It was like a storybook, but also a story play. And then he sits back down in the chair.
Crucible leans over and says, "This is strange, even for Elevore."
Wow, that's saying something.
As I recall, I was up there too, was I not? Did I not move my token?
I don't
remember. You probably just didn't move your
token. I believe you were.
Okay.
I believe you were poking around. There was a lot of chandelier talk last time. I described a chandelier as being made out of iron, and as if it was the first thing you had encountered made out of iron in weeks of travel through a fantasy world littered with objects made out of iron. You were very focused on making a wedding dress out of it, which I chose not to argue with you about.
No, there were silver dragons.
There were also silver dragons, yes.
Yeah. Why are you focusing on the iron when there were silver dragons, sir?
I just thought it was a little ironic.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what that word means. I'm so qualified to write a song about it.
Lena looks up at Elevore and shouts, "Do you know where they kept their stuff?"
Everywhere.
Like their gear, their weapons.
Oh, Tony, did I hear that?
You are very familiar with the layout of Arkenvossold.
Cool. So it's like a map built into a chair?
No, I mean, but you have knowledge of Arkenvossold. You know that there are other chambers here on the second floor. It seems like the Arkenvossold burned into your memory was in slightly better care than the one that you are currently residing in. But you know that there would have been a variety of personal chambers for the Knights in the Order on the second floor, which you have not fully explored of Arkenvossold.
Gotcha.
You also know that the third floor is kind of the... I think the third floor is not really a floor. Would you describe the third floor as a floor? Look at the map for a second.
While Tony's looking at the map, a little bit of a confession.
Yeah, there's a third floor with more kind of places where the knights would have lived. And then the fourth floor is battlements and a ruined rooftop that you would have been able to see from the outside.
While Elevore definitely saw that whole vision, mm-hmm. the person playing him, Micah, may or may not have been distracted by his dogs barking at the same time as Tony was recounting that whole story. So if you all heard things that are important, that's why Elevore just recounted the whole thing to you, because I was distracted and I'm sorry, Tony. So
it's okay.
I don't know where those weapons are.
I have pasted my notes into the thing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think it's a general indicator that now if you want to navigate, you might be able to remember.
Yeah. let's go to the place where they kept all their stuff.
Well, I mean...
I want to go into the door behind.
Yeah, I was going to also. So I will back him up there.
All right. Is anyone staying in the first floor, or do you want to all bring all your tokens?
Pony's
going to stay down there.
Okay, I mean, like, ponies can navigate stairs. It's just like a production, I figure.
Somus is lounging in the throne.
He's
a mountain pony. He's like, he would be fine.
Yeah,
he's not that big.
We're still going to get emails from pony truthers about whether ponies can climb stairs or not.
But he doesn't want to.
Technically, a pony can climb upstairs, but not down it. So pony lives in Arkenvossold now. Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to burn a spell slot to basically kill pony and then bring him up.
I was going to levitate him.
I was going to say you'd burn a spell slot to cast Featherfall on him when you get to the top of the roof. But yeah, you could just murder him and resurrect him later. That's slightly less grisly.
Lena is an efficient woman.
That Barovian efficiency.
Yeah.
So you are looking into a hallway that is kind of a U-shaped hallway at the back of the second floor here. You can see it looks like it probably connects to the walkway that kind of went around the lobby that you looked at before. But from where you are looking through this door, you can see there's two doors off of the platform here in the chapel that lead into this U-shaped hallway. You see two kind of little curtain nooks in the south. East and northeast corner of the hallway, and then across the hall from you, there's two doors going into interior parts of the building. How's that?
Elevore is going to do a little perception check, just to, you know, give a little glance around, make sure he doesn't see anything.
I think Androdite's going to listen.
An 8 isn't great.
You do not see anything too exciting with an 8. Andrudite's going to give a smell or a listen or a sniff.
Yeah. That's a... Sorry, her character sheet went away. That is a 20, not a natural 20.
I think Andrudite does not detect any signs of movement or life.
All right.
I think Pony's going to go back out front and just sort of keep an eye out and see if they're, you know, just in case there's more Vistani showing up or something.
Is Argal hang out with Pony or does Argal accompany y'all?
Argal will hang out with Pony.
All right.
Okay. I'll step through.
Out front smoking clove cigarettes. Got it.
Imra, do you want to take one side and I'll take the other?
Sure. Hey, Elevor, what's in here?
It's probably where the guards hung out.
He remembers.
Yes. I mean, seems it's like
I consult the magical GPS in my brain. You think, which also
I feel like you could conclude just from standing in this hallway that there's some kind of alcove behind a fabric curtain.
Yes, it's the alcove where the guards used to hang out.
Right, yeah.
It is not impossible in the rich history of Argenvostal that at some point a guard hung out in this alcove.
I mean, it's probably just arrow slits that they have covered off so that they don't show light. Mm. It just seems, says Brildish from the doorway.
I rolled a 23 to perception to listen at the curtain way.
At the curtain way?
The curtain
is that,
way.
Nice. Is that an actual word? Or I don't know.
No.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it is now. Curtain way. It is, it's quiet.
Okay, I'll peek
in. Too quiet.
All right, you are peeking into the south alcove. Reveal area. Oh, wait, sorry. Are you going into that door or into this alcove?
Oh, into the alcove.
The curtain's in the back.
Sorry, alcove. I realized the map was a little ambiguous there. All right, you push aside a red velvet curtain and peer into the alcove. There's three little kind of arrow slit style windows that look out onto the terrain outside Argenvostal. It's still littered with spider corpses, so you know that's going to hurt the curb appeal. But there is this alcove is not empty because there seems to be there's a white marble pedestal. And like a black cloth draped over an object on top of it.
Hmm.
Okay, I'll roll an arcana and see if I do I sense anything with an 8. Can I tell?
You do not. this object does not seem to be arcane with an 8.
Okay, I will pull the cloth off.
You pull the cloth off and find yourself staring eye to eye with the severed head of Elevor. Nope. You blink, and it just seems to be an alabaster bust of a handsome middle-aged human. He's got a neatly trimmed mustache, beard. I think you've seen a statuary of him before when you're in the lobby.
Can I check my side?
Sure. You peer into the alcove.
The same.
You peer into the north alcove. Again, a red velvet curtain hangs in front of it. This alcove is empty. The little windows on this side look out onto there seems to be basically a graveyard that is on the north side of Argenvostal. There is you're looking out that window, Elevor. Actually, I can just reveal the map here. There is a kind of a structure behind the main house built there on the edge of the graveyard. It looks kind of like some kind of mausoleum. Weird little kind of cross-shaped building with a bunch of little dragon gargoyles on each corner.
Elevor says, Broldish, you called it. Totally arrow slits. Nothing else in here except some dust mites that need cleaning. What about you, Imra?
Nice.
There's a head. Not like a real head, but there's a head in here.
Broldish was like halfway there.
Yeah, so was Selena. We were like...
Head?
Oh, it's just a statue.
Yep.
Oh, what kind of stone is it made out of? Thrill just takes a look.
Is alabaster also a kind of stone or just a color?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. It is a kind of stone.
A fine alabaster.
Nice. Can I tell anything from this statue?
Sure, roll me something.
You learn how to win the game.
Yeah.
History. Let's see. I will. Ugh, that's not the greatest. And I have a -1 to history.
Oh,
but I get to double my proficiency. So that would be a 10.
You notice that the I'll tell you that the alabaster bust looks similar but distinct from the bust that you observed down in the lobby. I know it was several sessions ago, but in the lobby there were a variety of busts arranged around the foyer when you first came in. One of them was broken, but there still were a couple. They all seem like perhaps they're related.
Okay,
related,
so not the same
genetically,
person,
not related gotcha. Magically or. Artistic. Yeah. I mean, I guess I say artistically, but whatever. You get what I mean.
Can I,
so you have explored the north and south alcove. Jane, you were going to do something.
Can I closely inspect the statue for any catches or seams?
Yeah.
Or...
Give me a quick perception check.
It's a 14.
It does not seem to have any moving parts to the bust.
Okay, I'll peek my head in kind of across the hall here.
All right.
Ooh.
This room.
Is that a
it's
bathtub?
It's kind of damp. Yes, finally, a bathroom in Dungeons and Dragons. This room contains an iron tub. It has wood paneling on the wall. It's above the paneling is painted a faded mural of a mountainscape. The room doesn't smell great. It's kind of mildewy and damp, but there is a bathtub in it.
You just need some vinegar and baking soda. We'll clean this right up.
I'll check the other
Roll
room.
Vinegar. Elvor, are you checking that room?
Yeah.
All right. Elvor, you are looking into the room. This room is shares a wall with the bathroom that Imra just poked her head into. This seems to just be a storage room. You're peeking your head in there. It seems it's damp. It looks like rainwater has seeped through cracks in the ceiling and created a pool of water in this room. And the wooden floor is all saggy and weird. And just, you know, you can hear it kind of like creak and groan just from looking at it. There's bare stone shelves lined in the wall. It seems like this room was cleaned out or looted long ago. And all it provides now is a waterlogged floor that doesn't look like it would hold very much weight.
Elvor says, clearly none of these people knew about Kill's Primer. You always start with that before you fix up a bathroom.
Too real.
Okay.
So you have explored, I believe, all the chambers immediately off this hallway here from the chapel. Elvor, you know that there are other hallways leading throughout the second floor. There's also at the kind of right off of the main foyer of Argenvossholt, there are spiral staircases leading to upper levels.
I rolled a 20 for perception just to give this room a thorough investigation.
Yeah, there is nothing exciting in there, and also you do not trust the floor. You think if you stepped on it, you might end up in the dining room below.
So do we want to head north or south, or do we want to leave?
Yeah, I guess your main options are north, south, or...
I would like to check this place out.
Let's do north.
I mean, I feel like we should, yeah, take it floor by floor. I don't think we should jump
Agreed.
All the way up to the third floor.
All
right. Right away.
You want to try to explore the south side or the north side first?
North.
All Let's right. Why don't you head your tokens in the direction of the north side? So there is a nice little set of double doors off of the walkway here. You can also see as you pass by, there's a hallway that leads down there. And,
I have not yet passed these statues, so I
okay.
I'm gonna give those statues a look and see if there's anything creepy about them. Oh, natural 20, 24.
There is nothing creepy about them. I mean, other than that all statues are a little creepy.
Okay. Then he walks past.
Okay. So you have a couple places you could head here on the north side of the of Argenvossholt. You could head into this double doors over here or down the hallway and take a right into some chambers there. That doorway is even, looks like slightly ajar. How inviting is that?
Does my throne-based GPS give me any kind of hint?
You know that there's a variety of personal chambers around here.
Oh. This is where they keep all their stuff, Lena.
Lena's going to do a peek through the sort of slight crack in the door.
All right.
That's a critical fail for a total of 9.
All right. It looks like some kind of bedroom in there.
She pushes the door open.
All right. I'll just reveal this room here. Lena Delina, you push your way into, it looks like, some kind of old abandoned bedroom. Contents of this room are draped in cobwebs. Between curtain windows stands a black marble hearth with a sculpted mantelpiece above which hangs a framed portrait of a handsome, well-dressed man with a wry smile and a thick mane of thistledown hair. I will tell you, it looks very similar to the bust that you were just inspecting. Opposite the fireplace is a large bed with a rotting mattress and wooden post carved to resemble dragons. Oh, we get it. They're very into dragons here. Across from the double door stands a tall wardrobe, its doors hanging open, revealing a dark and empty cavity. The only other piece of furniture is an overstuffed leather chair that faces the hearth. There are no other obvious entrances or exits to this room.
Does Lena mention that it's a bedroom? Because I just like picture Elevore, like, yeah, you know, smoke behind his heels.
As he... My bed senses are tingling.
Yeah. She just goes, Elevore, and steps out of the way.
He rushes in and flips the bed.
The rotting mattress snaps in half. There is, I guess, what's inside a mattress? Bad stuff? Stuffing?
How long has it been there?
Hey.
I mean,
probably
a long time.
Hey. Yeah.
There's hay and dust everywhere.
Sawdust.
Hay is for horses.
One of these days, Tony, this will all be
worth
something.
If they were really rich, it might be feathers.
That's true.
It is a moderately... it's just an economy bed. The rotting mattress kind of splits open as you flip it, Elevar. There appears to be nothing beneath it. But how could you have known that without flipping it?
Exactly.
I'm just going to give it a thorough look around before leaving. And I'm going to roll a 15 this time. For a second, I thought I had rolled another one, and I was mad.
Seems like this area is pretty desolate and picked over.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if everybody's kind of done in there, I don't want to, like, move along while people are still in the room. But as soon as Elevore and Lena poke their heads out, I will head up this hallway toward this door.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's a hallway off of this hallway. It heads north. There's a door on the east side of it. The hallway continues to a T intersection where it splits and goes to the east and west. You can even see windows looking out to the north side of the house. Broldish, you are peeking in through this doorway here. This appears to be yet more sleeping quarters. We get
Elevore.
It. There's a lot of people. So you see two beds with torn canopies standing on opposite sides with a tattered rug lying on the floor between them, fireplace filled with soot on the far wall. There's a soft hiss coming from the hearth.
Point of order.
I was actually going to go and investigate the hearth anyway, since it was a fireplace downstairs that did some stuff. So I am heading into the room and I'm going to head for the fireplace. See what happens.
Excited.
All right.
I'm
Broldish, as you, Elevore, did you want to do your point of order before something horrible happens?
I just needed
happens?
To know if there's a unicorn on the rug.
There is not a unicorn on the rug.
Damn it.
Good question. Good question.
Thank you.
As you approach the hissing hearth, there's kind of a swirl, Broldish, and there is a small hissing dragon, seemingly made out of ash and smoke, just sitting there in the hearth, and it's kind of flapping its wings, making a cloud of ash and smoke around you, and hissing at you quite intently.
Hello.
There's kind of a cloud of smoke all around the this side of the room at this point.
I don't think I speak Draconic, so I just say in common, "Hello, are you another talking dragon?" Like, did the talking dragon downstairs speak in common, or did it speak in Draconic, and somebody had to translate that?
I think it's
spoken
Draconic.
Elevore speaks to Draconic and he had to talk to it.
All right. Yeah. Well, I did call for Elevore, so I'm hoping that he'll show up in a minute anyway. And just a second, little dragon. My friend Elevore is coming to talk to you.
I think
we got another dragon.
Elevore would have started to run toward the bed, and then he sees a dragon and sort of stops and goes, "Hello."
friend.
The dragon whips around. Again, this is just like a tiny little thing. It's probably, you know, I imagine a kind of a cat-sized creature. It whips around and looks at you. Its eyes are just like two little orange dots, little glowing embers in the center of its smoke and charcoal head. And it darts out of the fireplace. It loops around Broldish. It does like a circle around Elevore and darts out the hallway. It's moving fast. I think it's just going to push right past Imra and Lena Delina and head toward the spiral staircase that heads up.
Okay, I'm going to cast... Oh, will that do damage?
Oh, actually...
Yeah, I think this provokes from a bunch of us, so can we all just, like, comedically try to grab it as it runs by? I don't want anybody to hit it, though.
You absolutely can. It definitely did.
Not to hurt it, just to grapple.
To catch it.
Grab it?
Yeah, all right, yeah. I was going to cast Ensnaring Strike, but...
I am going to, just as it goes, as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark on it.
Okay. Just friendly Hunter's Marking it. Just a, like a gentle high five that we do among
helper's
friends.
Mark. Helper's Mark.
Wait, no, helper's mark. I have something that, no, it's not Hunter's Mark. It's something that allows me to know where something goes for a certain amount of time and be able to follow it.
Oh, interesting.
I just can't remember which, yeah, but it's not, I was thinking that was Hunter's Mark, but.
Okay. So, Broldish, you cast Hunter's Mark on it. Elevore, it does like a loop right past your face. Do you want to do anything as it darts past you?
I love you.
Okay. Zips down the hall. It goes past Androdyte and Imra, and definitely there's not enough space in that hallway that it doesn't provoke as it whips past the two of you.
I want to try to grapple it.
Grab it? Yeah. All right.
I'm just going to try to chase it. And yeah, and it, with Hunter's Mark, it gives me advantage on any wisdom, or perception, or survival checks that I make to find it. So that's
all right. Grapple is what, a contested strength check?
I have no idea.
I think so.
Yeah, it is.
I have rolled a 5 for the strength of the smoke dragon.
I rolled
dragon.
A 9.
Whoa! Oh, right.
Just barely.
I will drag it back from the stairs. It does not make it there. You just give it a big old hug, Imra,
yeah,
as it goes past you. It's squirming. Doesn't like it, but it is not,
like
you know.
Like a cat?
Yeah, but it, you know, and this is the thing that's
got, like. I have
experience
like, with
it's kind of, you know, hissing and there's smoke coming out of his mouth. It's a mess. I mean, you are basically.
Like a cat.
Yeah, like a cat. I mean, you're, so yeah. Specifically, you are hugging a cat made out of charcoal, basically. So you are filthy. And the thing, you know, this thing looks like it's got claws and teeth. It doesn't seem to be deploying them, but it doesn't seem to appreciate this situation either.
Okay, I'll be like, do you speak common?
The thing just hisses at you.
Are there ancient moldering tapestries hanging from the walls of this ancestral castle?
You bet there are.
Okay, can I yank one off of the wall and kind of swaddle?
Yep.
Like a thunder vest.
Assuming Imra's
game.
Yeah,
like a thunder vest.
What? I don't know what a thunder vest is.
I had to use that for one of my dogs for anxiety.
Yeah.
Yep.
What a great name.
But it's also like when you have to give a cat.
Oh, it's a weighted blanket for dogs.
Yep. Essentially.
Yeah. Or like when you have to give a cat medicine, so you like wrap it in a towel,
the perrito,
and then you still don't.
Let me tell you, there is not a version of a thunder vest for birds.
yeah. So Imra is holding it out. Lena pulls the tapestry off of the wall and then just kind of like wraps it up tightly.
All right.
Doesn't appear to know what to do now.
Lena, please roll animal handling. I feel like that's not a check I make people roll very often.
Oh, no. Crit!
It starts purring.
I think that Lena, like, imprints on this creature.
Yeah.
She, like, expects it to struggle, you know, but it's just like, oh, this is
the
nice.
The sullen, smoky baby is swallowed by you, and it is in turn soothed. Yeah.
That was a tongue twister. The
sullen,
smoky baby.
You can tell it's
Elevore,
like.
Elevore, can you talk to it?
Imra, it or Lena, it wants to go up that stairs, but you like it. Like it, it's kind of like tugging that way with like its shoulders right. and its head, even it's though it's like also it's leading us. All, even He's though like, it also super loves like being held by you.
She's like, "Oh, I know, baby, you want to go, little thing. Elvor, can you come talk to him? Oh, it's okay."
I guess Elvor will approach, and I think he would have some knowledge of mm-hmm. how dragons like to be approached as opposed to sure. dogs, where you sort of like turn your back. So he approaches in the right way with his hands held together as if his wings are down instead of up, which is a threatening pose for a dragon. And as he Aww. You know comes close, kind of doing one of these moves, he says, "Peace, where would you like us to go?"
The creature, it seems to be kind of nonverbal, but it's kind of, its hissing has taken a slightly softer tone, and it kind of, it's like squirming with its head. It clearly wants you to go up the stairs to the east of you and not down the hallway to the north.
Elvor just looks around and says, "Honestly, I trust this thing with my whole life and heart, so I'm down to go wherever it wants us to go."
Sure. It works for me.
Surely a smoke dragon you met minutes ago wouldn't lead you to
But
your
look
death.
How much it loves Lena. That says
Shouldn't that worry
yeah,
us?
Yeah, Lena seems both very uncomfortable and utterly smitten. So she'll sort of walk it over where it wants to go.
All right. It wants to go up the spiral staircase.
Up we go.
Wow. This
yeah.
is happening.
Tony's so shocked.
Do what the baby yeah. dragon wants.
Yeah.
This is how I get you all to do something.
Yeah. Yeah. Lena does say, "I am trusting you. Do not make me regret it."
I get Elvor right. will quietly translate.
All right. Up the stairs.
So at the top of the spiral staircase, there is another kind of velvety curtain you can push aside. And there is a hallway running kind of east to west in the ruins of Argenvost Holt. There are a variety of doorways and passageways off of that. But you can see that there is some severe structural integrity issues with this part of Argenvost Holt. You know, you could see from the outside that the roof was collapsing. And where does the roof collapse into? Well, it seems to have collapsed into the third floor. So that mystery is solved. Congratulations, because you can even see ahead of you, there is kind of a pile of rubble, and you can see the kind of sky peeking out in giant holes in the roof ahead of you. But there are several doorways off of this hallway to the north, and then the hallway has a turn to the south.
I feel like
if Lena wants to go first with the baby dragon, Brildish could go second and keep an eye on like the structural integrity of the hallway and the floor and the stones and the walls and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I was thinking that or potentially Micah, you can turn into things that can fly now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So potentially you could go scout with wings and see what's going on.
Oh, that's
on
true
there.
Because the roof is open.
Yeah, but if you're an this is the third floor. There's still a fourth floor above us.
There's battlements and a roof above you.
Right, but yeah. So I don't think an eagle flying down the hallway is going to work all that well.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a smaller bird.
Oh,
you could
I
do,
see.
But
it'd be big, yeah,
it could be a bat. Yeah. Blends right in.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Nothing bad ever happened to bats in Barovia. It's not like somebody, not like some adventurers showed up last week and started murdering bats left and right here.
You know what? I'm going to say that our normally cautious Lena Dulina, her heart perhaps softened by recent adventures and a little baby smoke dragon,
mm-hmm.
says, I can tread lightly.
All right.
I will walk with care.
And so you walk with care. And are you still in companioning this smoke dragon, or has it been handed off to Elvor?
Oh, she's not
Lena's
handing it off.
I'm looking at her face. No, that's my smoke dragon.
Whoa. The smoke dragon belongs to no one.
All right.
I don't know. I think its heart belongs to Lena.
Lena, the smoke dragon seems excited to be up here on the third floor of Argenvost Holt. So you head down the hallway. There is a set of, I think they're double doors to your north. Do you want to explore there or keep pushing down the hallway?
Where does is the smoke dragon just happy to be up here?
Or? It wants to head east.
Okay, then east it is.
All right. You want to move your token?
Oh, yeah. God.
All right, no. I will follow a few paces back, but I'm going to keep an eye on the I'm going to stop
structural integrity.
I'm going to stop if it looks weird.
I will give you all ability to control the smoke dragon.
Move the drago.
That's how generous I am. Lena, the smoke dragon wants to head to the south here. You peer around the corner here, and there is, like, this seems to be basically where the roof has caved in. There is a above you where you're standing there, just like a hole looking up to the sky. Mm-hmm. And this structurally is a little bit challenging because there's basically just holes in the wall looking into several chambers here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in addition to the hallway continues that way.
Wither baby dragon.
Baby dragon wants to head through the wreckage back to the southwest.
I think Elevor says, if you all could hang out here for a moment, I would be happy to scout ahead.
Sure. Are you going to turn into a rat or something?
Yep. If that all sounds... Perfect. But I want to make sure everybody's down with that. So yeah. Does he get... okay, cool.
Down with rats.
Elevor once again says, "It doesn't hurt," as his teeth grow very long and a tail busts out of the back of his pants and he shrinks down as his ribs crack.
Does everybody else believe Elevor a little bit less every time?
Yeah. If only he shrank before the tail ruined his pants.
Yeah, the tail is... Let me be very clear. The teeth were very big and the tail was very long before it all shrunk down. Basically, he became a giant rat and then shrunk down into...
Well, it's, you know, it's efficient. all right, Radivore, where are you interested in scouting?
First, he's going to scoot ahead to the crossroads here.
I will tell you, so this area, there's like just a giant gaping hole in the wall here. And I'm just going to reveal a bunch of the map for you, Radivore. Also, for some reason, I was like, rats have sonar, don't they? And I was like, no, they do not.
Bats. Only in their sonar that they have invented themselves. Yeah. They've built sonar.
I think I was thinking of the Dishonored game where they have like weird, spooky ghost vision, but that's because you're spooky and weird possessing a rat.
You're thinking of Dragon Age Origins in the Fade.
Oh, so this is not a hallway. I thought it was a hallway.
Yes. So there is a hallway here, but I will just tell you, as you sneak over the rubble, you can see into the chambers to the left and right of the hallway, and I'm just going to give you a bunch of the map there, Elevor, so you can see what's going on.
Cool. I think first, Elevor would go. I don't think. Normal Elevor would totally be drawn to whatever that thing is over on the left there, but Radivore, who is scoping out the scene, would go down the hall to where that door is barely open and just peek his little tiny head around the corner into that room.
All right. You kind of cut across to the south side of Argenvostolt and are peering through here. This is basically, it looks like the south wing of Argenvostolt that is basically completely collapsed. There's a hallway here with chambers on each side. It's kind of, I don't know what percentage of the chamber is left because a large percentage of it is missing.
Yeah, you kind of need the other end to know.
Yeah, you need to know, you know, so it does, but it seems like, you know, you saw this destruction from the ground floor when you were fighting the spiders in the ruins of the ballroom, and now you're looking down on it from three levels up, and it is like, yeah, like, you know, half of the, of this wing of Argenvostolt has just kind of collapsed to ruin. So you've peeked into the door here, and it's like there's a little bit of floor, and then it just, you know, is open to the elements, and you can see the ruins of a room on the second floor and the ballroom on the first floor below. It doesn't look like there's anything exciting in these chambers from here, because probably anything exciting fell into the chambers below it, and you don't super trust the floor. Well, I guess you're a rat. The rat would probably be fine. You would not trust the floor if you were heavier than a rat in terms of navigating these chambers.
Gotcha. Elevor will scurry back and then one last look over to the right, which I guess would be the east, if the compass rose is what I would expect.
Yes.
Just to see if this is a doorway or a curtain.
Yeah, you're looking into this chamber to the east of the hallway where you left your friends. This is This is another bathroom. This one is ruined from having the floor caved in on it. So there's a tile floor that's all messed up, an iron bathtub that's basically filled with collapsed roof, and a torn curtain hangs in the open doorway in the center of the east wall.
All right. True to his word, he will peek through the curtain to do the last bit of scouting from what he can tell.
All right. Looking under that, you can see this room has dark wood paneling on the walls, rise to about height of 3 feet. Above the paneling, the walls are painted with murals of religious figures performing holy rites in the center of the west wall of this tattered curtain that you're looking through. These three tall, slender stained glass windows set in the opposite wall depict figures in white robes with orange sunrises behind their heads.
Cool. Radivor scurries on back and changes back to his human form, or excuse me, his half elf form.
This direction hurts.
Yeah, this is the way that hurts. I wonder if Wild Shape would let you turn into a human, given that he's half elf.
What is a human's challenge rating?
Commoner's
level
depends
one.
Depends on the day.
Or one half.
We certainly all
I'm
have
an archmage now.
Anyway, he turns back and he says, I didn't see any obvious enemies anywhere. The most interesting thing is the rooms farther on down the hall seem to have broken pretty badly. And they are quite literally crumbling away. So we should certainly be careful. But again, no obvious enemies we need to look out for. And still not sure what the dragon is after, if there's anything here for it to be after.
So I'll follow its nudging. I think it's still heading towards the southwest.
It seems it wants to head in through the rubble here into this kind of audience chamber. For lack of a better word,
the big creepy chair. Center. Shocking.
With a big creepy chair.
What have we learned about chairs, everyone?
Whatever door used to lead into this room is long gone, because most of the wall that had that door is also long gone. So you head into this. It seems like this is some kind of audience hall, as suggested by the big wooden carved throne on the far side. The wooden throne is carved to resemble a dragon with unfolding wings. And Lena Delina, your little smoke dragon friend is going to kind of try and squirm out of your out of your swaddle. I don't know if you're going to let it or not.
I'll let him go.
All right, the smoke dragon kind of flaps across the room. It looks back a lot and then takes a perch on top of the of the throne. Looking around, this room is in wreckage. Obviously a large part of the wall has just come down when the roof caved in, but there's also just a lot of debris in this room. Seems to be specifically a bunch of like weapons and shields that perhaps had once been hung up on the wall as symbols of power and success that have just been left on the floor to rust away. There's some nice windows that look out to the west side of Argenvostolt, and as you step over the rubble into the room, a shape seems to kind of take form on the throne that you are approaching.
Whoa.
Triangle?
I'm going to share.
Pyramid?
I'm going to share an image with you.
Cone? Oh,
polygon I'm going to, of
is
some
it
sort.
A clown?
It's not a clown.
Looks like a clown.
I'm immediately...
Players.
Popping off a divine sense, so I until the end of my next turn, I can sense anything affected by Hallow. Note the location of any celestial, fiend, or undead within 60 feet that's not behind total cover.
All right. Not surprising your divine sense as much. You sense that there is an undead creature or spirit in front of you, Broldus, slumped in the wooden throne. Is a stern looking kind of slightly older than middle-aged man. His hair kind of gnarled into three weird tufts. He's holding a huge long sword that he's kind of holding almost like a staff as he sits slumped in the chair. He's dressed like a paladin or a warrior or a knight, and he is kind of looking at you with sad, angry eyes. As you kind of step closer, you hear a voice call out to you, and it's at first it's unclear where it's coming from, but clearly it must be from this creature, as it simply says, "Go away."
Is it good or evil? Can I tell? I have just now, for the first sense, like, looked up divine sense instead of just reading about it on my character sheet. And so it says the presence of strong evil registers on your senses like a noxious odor, and powerful good rings like heavenly music in your ears. Do I hear some music?
I'm going to say you definitely don't hear music.
Okay.
I think you're going to get that noxious smell, but it's complicated. The creature's grip on the greatsword tightens, and it continues to speak. "If you have come to destroy me, know this. I perished defending this land from evil over 4 centuries ago, and because of my failure, I am forever doomed.
Oh no.
If you destroy this body, my spirit will simply find another, and I will hunt you down."
The only person we want to hunt down is the devil himself, I say. Anything?
"I know of whom you speak."
Clearly, you sadly didn't succeed. Do you have any tips on how we could not follow your... not follow your example?
How can we not do what you do?
Do you have a For Dummies book? Wow.
This is Broldish.
Broldish, roll diplomacy. No.
I will happily try to roll diplomacy.
No. That's
there,
okay.
There is no diplomacy speaking. Anymore.
I'm making, there isn't any diplomacy anymore.
I'm just making fun of you. Persuasion? For who you are. "Know this. There is no monster I hate more than Strahd von Zarovich.
I raise my
axe. He slew Argonvoss, broke the life of the knight I loved, and destroyed the valiant order to which I devoted my life. But Strahd has already died once. He cannot be allowed to die again. He must suffer eternally in this hell of his own creation, from which he can never escape. Whatever can be done to bring him misery and unrest, I will do. But I will destroy anyone who tries to end his torment."
Oh God. His torment? He does not suffer alone. The people of these lands, who you once swore to protect.
You would speak to me of suffering?
Yes, I would. I am a child of Barovia.
You know but one life. I know centuries.
In fact, we learned that Lena has remembers slightly more than just one life. So there.
Yeah. If you wish to molder here on this throne and not aid us, then so be it. We came here looking for things that may be able to help us in our quest, but all I see is an old man who is past his ability to help.
I'm going to draw, just like casually grab an arrow. Like, I don't want to look too aggressive, but I want to be ready.
The smoke dragon takes this moment to flap back from the throne and perches on your shoulder, Lena Delina.
Oh, wow. This is intense.
My heart.
It seems we have a common enemy. Perhaps there are resources that we could pool in order to see that he, if not has his life ended, becomes further disadvantaged. For right now, it seems as though he does not suffer so much as enjoys dominion over these lands.
Mm-hmm. You talk too much. You cannot free me from my damnation, nor would I wish it. Suffering is all I have, do not take this from me.
He and has a button to summon diet blood. Like, he's not hurting.
Reference acknowledged.
I suspect we have already done more to hurt him than you have by depriving him of his true love. We freed her from this
place. Do not speak to me of love. Strahd von Zarovich took all that I love from me.
So basically, anything we say to you, you're just going to say, don't speak to you about that. I've got this really long story about a chimichanga. You're probably just going to say, do not speak to me about chimichangas. What's your deal,
Do
guy?
Not
What's
speak to on? Me about chimichangas.
I called it. Maybe this is just like one of those answering machines that's got a little bit of smartness to it. I don't know what's going on here, but what's wrong with you? What's got you so upset? What's got you? What knight that you loved was killed, and why are you so upset?
I will not speak of Sir Godfrey with you.
Well, now you give us
Gilbert.
Aline, wow. I am trying to evoke a very specific Gothic sense of horror.
Gilbert he said Gothic. That, and all I could think of was a parrot. I just
is he is he
Jaffa?
You players. The light in the room seems to kind of get darker, and I think you are aware of several kind of shadows looming behind. This specter or spirit.
Oh no.
Or perhaps he is a revenant. And you get the sense that you are not alone with this figure and the throne room.
He's got backup singers, everyone.
I say we leave him.
But also, I won't. I don't think I have to spell it out for you.
Fine. I didn't want to stay here anyway in your moldy old mansion, which I thought was very cool and was thinking of trying to fix up until I met you.
Yeah. Mildewy so bathrooms. There. Come on. That's that's pitiful.
Unless anyone really wants a sword, I think our time is better spent elsewhere.
The spirit on the throne is just kind of like looking down at his
I don't want
knees.
Nothing to do with this guy.
It's like he's trying to glower at himself.
You may enjoy your eternal torment on your own, then. We will not be subject to such an effect.
I think Elevor. Elevor is going to. God, he has to. Is going to sort of unthreateningly. move closer to him and say, and also I'm going to roll for persuasion. That's not great. And is going to say, okay, things got a little heated. You know, we've been fighting through this whole castle for quite a while. Some of us got scratches all over our face and are worried about dragon scratch fever. And I lit a bunch of candles, and that led to us fighting a bunch of battos, and there have been lots of spiders too. Like, your place is kind of really messed up, but that doesn't mean you have to be. I'm just curious, is there anything we can do? Is there anything I can do? Do you just need somebody to talk to? This knight of yours sounds like a very important person in your life, and it sounds like you lost them. And I know you said you don't want to speak of him or chimichangas, but sometimes we have to speak about things in order to feel better about them. And it sounds like you've just been sitting here thinking of the same things over and over and over and over again. And take it from somebody who just sat in a throne. Sometimes it can really get away from you, and you sort of lose yourself in that moment. But I don't know. I know that my friend Bruldish here, when she smelled you, you didn't smell incredibly pungent, just sort of pungent. So maybe there is some good in there. What's going on? Let's talk not in bluster, but in peace and reconciliation.
The best part of that, by the way, was when Elevor took a chair nearby, turned it around, and then sat down.
No, this
hey,
is,
I'm a cool
this
teacher.
Is more than... This is more than cool teacher talk, Dan. This is real talk. So first off, Elevor, you definitely get inspiration. So mark that down.
Yay!
Yay!
The spirit kind of turns and looks at you with like a a strange look of kind of confusion and concern and says, "You are too good for Barovia."
"And yet, we're here."
"I cannot help you in my current state. But talk to Sir Godfrey down the hall. He can understand you. There is not much left to me anymore. Argenvost would have liked you."
Elvor gets a little teary-eyed.
"Please, leave me with my thoughts. I am no good to you now, or to anyone."
Brolish will start, like, quietly, as quietly as she can, just backing away respectfully with a little tear in her eye, too.
I think Elvor will quickly take out a little piece of parchment and pull out some of his little berries and things that he keeps with him, and just they're yellow berries, sure. And he just paints a little circle with squiggles around it that looks like a sun, and then he puts a smiley face on the sun, and then he just hands it to this guy, and then he leaves with everybody else.
He reaches out and takes it with his one hand that apparently corporeally enough to take a piece of parchment, while the other one still clutches the huge longsword. He doesn't make eye contact with you as you back away. The light seems to kind of shift in the room a little bit, and the warriors in the shadows kind of blend back in it, and then there's a bit of a haze, and you can no longer see the figure seated in the chair as you retreat to the hallway, looking back into the audience chamber through the rubble, seeing this spirit that still haunts Argenvost, this creature that has work undone and yet no way to accomplish it, for the creature that damned him here is in turn damned to Barovia, for he fell to one Strahd von Zarovich, who himself was turned into a vampire and cursed forever to stay in these accursed lands. But while this spirit simply sits in these ruins by himself, accompanied only by the ghostly forms of his knights from his living life, Strahd von Zarovich haunts all of Barovia and preys upon the weak and the good and turns them into agents of destruction. What new perspective do you have on Barovia? What more can you do for the people here in Barovia and for the Order of the Silver Knights, a force that once stood for good and stood against Strahd von Zarovich and life? Will they ever stand against him in death? For answers to questions such as these, tune in next time to Total Party Kill. Good night, nerds.
Aww. Okay, wow. So no joke, before we started recording this session, we have a document with character descriptions in it, and I added that Imra secretly wants a pet dragon.
Mm. And what do? I give somebody else a secret pet dragon.
So Lena's going to get a pet dragon, and Imra's going to be very jealous.
We all have a pet dragon.
It's going to be awesome.